This is A to Z. An introduction into an Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, the importance of having halal sustenance. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In today's lesson, we will talk about the importance of having the halal sustenance. According to the Islamic lifestyle, or in order to have an Islamic lifestyle, it is important to have a halal sustenance, a halal food. Why? It is because the food has direct effect on the mankind, on the human beings. And this is the food which can make them angry, which can make them someone who has a lot of stress, maybe phobia, maybe he has a lot of panic, maybe he is so calm. It is all depends on the food that we eat. We know that in China, or in the traditional, we can say like medicine, there are many plants with the different categories which are used for different purposes. For example, if someone has a lot of stress, he can have a specific tea made with the specific leaves that will make him feeling calm. If someone feels anxiety, there are some other things for him. If someone has a high blood pressure, it can help to lower the pressure. And there are many other things which are being controlled with these leaves. And why is it? It is because it has a direct effect on us. And this effect is not only on the body of the person, but it is on the soul as well, on the spirit and the soul of the mankind as well. Therefore, because being a Muslim, we know that we have two things in ourselves. One is our body and the other thing is our soul. Therefore, we need to look after both of them, inshallah. Welcome back. You're listening to A to Z from IRB English Radio. We were talking about the topic of the importance of halal sustenance in the Islamic lifestyle. And we said that the food has a direct effect not only on the body of a person, but also on the soul of that person. Therefore, in order to have a physical and the spiritual peace, it is important to look after the food that we eat. We know that in the Quran even, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he narrates the story of the Prophet Moses alayhi salam, there he says that before Moses, Allah had made for Moses the wet nurses haram upon him. It was forbidden on him to have milk from any vet nurse. So therefore, in the Quran it says, وَحَرَّمْنَا عَلَيْهِ الْمَرَاضِعَ مِنْ قَبْلِ. It is chapter Qasas, verse number 12. And Allah says that we have made forbidden for him the vet nurses from before. And therefore we can see why it was done for the Moses, because Moses was about to be someone who will be known as Kalimullah, the one who speaks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And therefore we can see the vet nurse for the Moses in the palace of Pharaoh was his own mother. So his own mother came to the palace of Pharaoh, and she used to breastfeed the Moses alayhi salam. That pure milk that he had from his mother, that pure sustenance that he has from his mother, that made him Kalimullah, because his mother was also from the house of saints. Obviously, the mother of Prophet is from the purest women of that time. Therefore, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made things right for the Moses alayhi salam so that he will become the Kalimullah. And therefore, even the milk at that time which he is supposed to take is obviously from the right person who take care of the food, and they also are following the teachings of the Islam at that time. Thanks for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thanks for listening to A to Z from IRB English Radio. For more information, visit our website at parstoday.com/Ian Call of Islam page. Till another episode, God bless you all. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thank you.